Edward and his lumps. Edward lived with his mother and father in a nice little house, in a nice little neighbourhood, in a nice little town. His mother was very nice, and his father was very nice, and everything was very nice until Edward's 5th birthday. That morning, getting out of bed, for the very first time he saw a swelling on his hip. His mother had never seen anything like it. His father had never seen anything like it, and neither had their dog, Carrot. "He must go to the doctor," said his father in a worried voice. The swelling seemed to be getting bigger as he looked at it. The doctor had never seen anything like it either. "He must go to hospital," said the doctor, as he picked up the telephone to call for an ambulance, as the swelling was no longer a swelling, but a very large lump. The surgeon at the hospital, who thought he'd seen everything, prodded and poked, hummed and hawed, and muttered under his breath with puzzlement. "We must x-ray it," he declared, because now it was not just a large lump, but a long, thin, large lump. The x-rays made the surgeon gasp. "Look at that," he cried. Edward's parents looked at the x-ray pictures, but all they could see was an even longer and thinner and larger lump. "Look at what?" they asked, totally confused. "The long, thin, large lump has toes," squeaked the surgeon in excitement. "Edward is growing a third leg." And Edward grew a third leg, and he taught it to walk and to run and to cross and uncross, just like his other two. His parents were a bit upset by his third leg. Now they had to buy him 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of trainers, in fact 2 pairs of everything, including his socks. And at school, oh my goodness me, he was teased in the playground and called Edward Three Legs and asked when he was going to grow a fourth leg. But on the playing field and the running track, they did not laugh. Edward ran much faster and scored more goals than any of them. "Perhaps we should think about having it removed," said his mother one day. "After all, he cannot go through the rest of his life with three legs." For a moment, Edward's father thought very deeply. In fact, he thought so deeply, he did not say anything for 5 minutes. "I think we will just wait and see what happens," said his father. And what happened was a surprise to everyone. One day, there was a knock on the nice door of the nice house in the nice town. When Edward's father opened the door, he stepped back 2 paces in surprise. Standing on his doorstep was the most famous manager of the most famous football team in the world. The manager explained how he had heard that Edward was very good at football, and the manager said he was always looking for youngsters who were very good at football. When Edward turned up at the most famous football club in the world, it was the manager's turn to step back in surprise. Only he took 3 steps back because he was more surprised than Edward's father. "Nobody told me he had 3 legs. No wonder he can run so fast." And so Edward joined the most famous football team in the world. We all know the name of that one, don't we? But the first time he ran out to play in his first match with the rest of the team, there was trouble. "You can't play football with 3 legs," snapped the referee. "It's not allowed." "Show me where it says that," said the manager of the most famous football team in the world, throwing the book of rules of football at the referee. While the referee read the book, the crowd began to get fed up and started the slow hand clap. But the referee could not find anything that mentioned a 3-legged player and finally allowed Edward to play. It was terrible for the other team. Edward ran so fast, by half time, the other team were on their knees trying to catch him, and he scored 4 goals as well. The crowd loved him and cheered every time he got the ball, because every time he got the ball, he usually scored. At the end of the game, the crowd jumped to their feet, cheering and clapping their new hero. Edward did a handstand in the middle of the pitch and waved his 3 legs in the air. The manager was doing cartwheels on the trainer's bench, and Edward's father had tears of joy running down his cheeks, so many tears, in fact, They were soaking his socks. "He'll be even faster soon," he cried. Edward's mother looked in surprise. "How do you know that?" she asked. "Because he's got another lump growing," grinned Edward. And it was true. Edward grew a fourth leg and was able to run even faster, which pleased the manager of the most famous football team in the world and pleased Edward.